Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Denny Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tex Vash. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doc Prothero. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bud Connolly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Burns, and towards Fuchter, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Wamsgans moves to second. Two outs. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Toth reaches second base with a double. Vash moves to third. Doc Prothero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk bunts towards third. Prothero fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Connolly moves to second. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Pisanik and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothrow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vash hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wamsgans can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jameson bunts towards third. Prothrow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 0 in the game. Lutsk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schott moves to second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schott scores. Lutsk moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive towards center. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up McNulty. Lutsk tags and scores. It's 3-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Prothrow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote moves to third. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik is 0 for 1 in the game. Pisanik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Pisanek reaches second base with a double. Tote scores. Connolly goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pisanek moves to third. Two outs. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with shot covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Summa moves to third. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothrow has Summa trapped. There's the throw to Pisanek and back to Prothrow, who tags Summa for the out. Burns moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schott hits a fly ball into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vash hits a line drive into right field. Summa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Summa. Vash moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vash scores. Tote moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Prothrow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Myatt reaches second base with a double. McNulty scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Buster Ross now pitching. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for Homer Summa. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rig Stevenson now playing right field. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pisanek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Pisanek reaches second base with a double. Connolly moves to third. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Buster Ross. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Shano Collins pinch hits for Denny Williams. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to third for the out. Connolly scores. Heving moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson who is chasing the ball. Wamsgans reaches third base with a triple. Heving scores. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Carl Yawel now pitching. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. By Spies now pitching. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vash hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Heving now catching. Howard Emp now pitching. Shano Collins now playing center field. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuchter is hit by the pitch. By Spies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spies hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Prothrow bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuchter covering, for the out. Tote moves to second. One out. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Connolly moves to second. 2 outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heving hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. McNulty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. McNulty reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. McNulty moves to third. 1 out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wamsgans can't make a play. That's a base hit. McNulty scores. It's Red Sox, 7, Indians, 7. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Myatt goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-4 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. by Spies at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spies is 0 for 1 in the game. Spies hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Vash fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Vash. Spies moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McNulty strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Lutsk moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Spies scores. Lutsk moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 9-7, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Lutsk scores. Sewell moves to third. Myatt moves to second. It's 10-7, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Spies covering, for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Prothrow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.